101.5 FM KDON.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the number one professional wrestling radio show in Las Vegas. This is the Mark Hoke Show. The Mark Hoke Show. Going bell to bell with the best in professional wrestling news, entertainment, and lots of Sin City surprises from inside the squared circle. Now, let's get to all the exciting pro wrestling action and bring on the host. Here is Mark Hoke.
And good morning, Las Vegas. Let's do this, baby. Come on. It is time for the Mark Hoke Show here on KDON 101.5 FM, the talk of Las Vegas. Of course, we're also streaming on that Odyssey app. Download that for our show and all the great shows on KDON. And, of course, so many other terrific shows from across the country. Great app, so check that out. And we're also streaming out there on YouTube and Facebook as well at The Mark Hoke Show. Give us a subscription on there on YouTube. We would certainly appreciate that. And follow us on Facebook, The Mark Hoke Show, and on X at Mark Hoke Show. It's not a bad idea. Take a second and do that. We're going to be covering the best in pro wrestling news and entertainment. And boy, do we have a terrific show coming up for you today as we get ready for an invasion from TNA Wrestling. That's right. They are going to be here this coming weekend. And, oh, man, we have tickets for you. We've been giving them away all week on SportsX Radio. And now we've got two more four packs to give away for you later on in the show. So get your dialing fingers ready to go, because we're going to be giving those away. And I'm going to give you the number in advance. We're not giving away yet, but just so you have it, 702-257-5396 is the call-in number, 702-257-5396. We're going to be doing those throughout the show. I'm not telling you when, because, you know, that's no fun. But just be ready when we hit a couple of breaks during the show. We're going to be giving those tickets out, so be ready. And you're going to be going to TNA Rebellion for that great pay-per-view on Saturday, April 20th. And, of course, the TNA Impact Live TV tapings are going to be on Sunday as well. So make sure that you clear your weekend out. It's going to be terrific pro wrestling. So join us at the Palms, Pearl Theater. Great place to watch. Of course, they were here in January for the Hard to Kill pay-per-view and the TV tapings as well. And wow, what a great show that was. Man, got to see Will Ospreay and the Rainmaker Okada, along with some incredible matches. And this card is going to be no exception. And we're going to take a little harder look at that as the show goes on. And we are going to be welcoming in one of the participants on that card, Jake Something, who is going to be challenging for the X Division title against Mustafa Ali. Of course, you remember him from WWE, went into TNA on his first night and won the X Division title. So we're going to have Jake Something doing his thing. We'll hear from him, get to know him if you're not familiar. Great dude. A lot of fun. Looking forward to getting to talk to him here on the Mark Hoke Show. And then hour number two, Stu Myrick from Sports Guys Talk Wrestling is going to be back on the show. And we're going to break down WrestleMania night two. Of course, when we were on last week, Ruben Bressler and I got to talk about night one, but night two was on Sunday. Of course, we're on Sunday morning, so we didn't really get to break it down. But Stu is down there in Austin, Texas, and does work with the Nightmare Factory, which, of course, is owned by Cody Rhodes. So he's in pretty tight with the Rhodes family, and Stu's going to really get to give us some terrific inside information about what was going on with the Rhodes family as, well, Cody is the new WWE Universal Champion. And just an amazing night and some amazing numbers coming out of WrestleMania as well. We're going to hit all that. We also have, well, Tony Khan has showed the footage. Yes, he did. Of the CM Punk Jack Perry fight at All In last year. I don't know, guys. I wasn't that impressed. I don't know if anybody came out looking good on that one, except maybe Jack Perry, the scapegoat. May have earned his name on that one. But we'll talk more about that later on in the show as well. And some other interesting news as John Moxley gets to add a new championship to his resume. And, of course, he has now made pro wrestling history. Get into that and a whole lot more. And there's, by the way, new member of the Bloodline as well. So a ton of stuff. Stuff, as David Letterman used to say when he was cool, for you on the Mark Hoke Show, the best in pro wrestling news and entertainment. So brace yourselves, guys. Just amazing show coming up today. But, of course, I want to give a thanks to Steve Johnston, who had me as the onstage host at the Vegas Toy Con last week. Got to meet the icon, Sting! And I was doing that loud and proud. That was a lot of fun. And also Nick Nemeth was there. He had ended up being the replacement for Mick Foley, who couldn't make it. But that was great. And I have a terrific announcement that Ken Thompson and I are going to be interviewing Moose, the TNA champion, and Nick Nemeth at the same time during this week. We're going to be doing that on Wednesday. And I don't know what's going to happen. That is the main event for TNA Rebellion. And, of course, they've done a lot of their tapings already. So this might be the last time they're going face-to-face before they head into the Palms. So I don't know. It could get a little dicey. So brace yourselves for that one, and we'll have that on SportsX Radio with Ken Thompson, 6 to 8 p.m. Plus, I'm sure, even though the pay-per-view is going to be over, I have a feeling it's going to be noteworthy, and we'll play some of that for you on our show next Sunday. And of course, AEW Dynasty is coming up, too. That pay-per-view is on Sunday night as well next week. So it is a jam-packed week of pro wrestling. But I want to talk a little bit about WrestleMania before we get to our first break and have Jake Something coming to you on the show. Boy, other than what happened at WrestleMania, apparently a few people decided to watch WrestleMania. Just a few. Get this, guys. According to Variety Magazine, WrestleMania 40 was the most streamed entertainment event ever on Peacock. Not a surprise. I mean, come on. It was viewed for 1.3 billion minutes over the two nights. Yeah, that's with a buh, not a a buh. Of course, The Rock being out on both nights, and the incredible victory for Cody Rhodes. Unreal. So WWE gets to claim another big success. Yeah, and of course, a lot of people very relieved they had a great time. And a lot of WWE staffers and performers certainly enjoyed it too. Because Vinnie Mac wasn't there. Vince McMahon, of course, not a part of WWE anymore. And they had their first WrestleMania in the Triple H era. And it appears to have gone pretty well. And to be frank, night two was one of the best nights of WrestleMania I can remember. It was pretty darned good. And if you didn't get to see it or hear what happened, well, you've obviously been under a rock, not Dwayne Johnson. If you're under Dwayne Johnson, congratulations, I guess. Way to go. Or maybe not. I don't know. But a terrific night two of WrestleMania. Just to run that down for you real quick in case you didn't hear what happened. Mr. Contract Roulette Drew McIntyre knocked off Seth Rollins to win the World Heavyweight Championship, but then started jacking his jaw at CM Punk, who was on commentary. Punk takes him out, and lo and behold, Damian Priest comes running down, cashes in his Money in the Bank briefcase, and Damian Priest leaves WrestleMania with the World Heavyweight Championship. Drew McIntyre leaves empty-handed. So Drew gets his moment, but he kind of gets another moment that I'm sure he isn't too thrilled about. But, of course, Drew McIntyre apparently still has not signed a WWE contract. That's coming up pretty quick here, so Drew better make up his mind. But we had two new world champions as McIntyre wins and then Damian Priest cashes in. The Pride, Bobby Lashley, Angelo Dawkins, Montez Ford, with B-Fab in the corner, knock off the Final Testament, Karrion Kross, Ekum and Razor, the Authors of Pain, with Scarlett and Paul Ellering in the corner. Kross made the mistake of going after special referee Bubba Ray Dudley. That didn't work out too well. And Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits get the victory. Fun little match. Congratulations to those guys as they walk out with a WrestleMania win. And unbelievably, that was Paul Ellering, of course, the former manager of the Road Warriors / Legion of Doom. His first WrestleMania. Incredible. LA Knight beats AJ Styles. So, yeah. Gets a WrestleMania victory. But in case you didn't see SmackDown, well, they're not done. We'll talk about that later. Logan Paul with another Prime bottle. That suit is getting a lot of workouts. I chose speed in it this time and saved Paul from losing his U.S. title. Beats Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. He walks out still the WWE United States Champion. Pretty good match, as we expected. Bayley and Io Sky nearly stole the show. Nearly. If that had been the main event, I think people might have walked out pretty happy. But Bayley wins the WWE Women's Championship from Io Sky. Great match. Terrific. Terrific wrestling in that one. But then Cody Rhodes knocks off Roman Reigns, wins the Universal title, and as Ruben and I predicted, we had an Avengers Endgame scenario as pretty much everybody showed up. It went Jimmy Uso saving Roman, followed by Jey Uso taking him out. Seth Rollins came in. Rock takes care of him. Then John Cena comes out to take care of Solo Sikoa. So that takes care of him. Undertaker takes care of The Rock. And then Roman Reigns sees Seth Rollins. Of course, Seth Rollins came out in a Shield outfit. And the Roman couldn't control himself. He had a chance to take a chair to Cody and wrap it up, but he decides to hit Seth Rollins instead in a flashback to 10 years ago, which just made this match just was so terrific at the end. Normally you would say that's an overbooked match, but you had 20 plus years of history in this entire match. Roman hits Seth, Cody recovers, takes out Roman and wins the title in an emotional scene. Everybody was just losing their minds as, of course, Cody had been released from WWE in 2016 by Vince McMahon, who just another terrific decision by Vince. But Cody Rhodes ends up getting a massive in-ring celebration and walks out the WWE champ. So congratulations to Cody Rhodes as he is your new WWE Undisputed Universal Champ. And, yeah, you got a little send-off from The Rock on Raw, as apparently Mr. Johnson would like to win that Universal title. But Roman's going to be back, and apparently he's got some new help. We'll talk about whoever that is later on in the show. But an incredible WrestleMania in Philadelphia. I think one that a lot of people are not going to forget anytime soon. So an amazing night in Philly. Oh. Now we get to look forward to WrestleMania 41. But Backlash is coming up here in just a little bit. So stay tuned for that one as well. The road to WrestleMania 41 gets ready to go. And speaking of getting ready to go, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to hear from TNA's Jake Something. And if you haven't seen this guy, man, powerhouse, but he can move too. One of those new breed of wrestlers who can kind of do it all in the ring. He's going to talk about him challenging Mustafa Ali for the TNA X Division Championship and a whole lot more. So stick around, everybody. We'll be right back on the Mark Hoke Show. And coming up later, your tickets to go to Rebellion. We'll be right back.
...101.5 FM, KDON.
This is the Mark Hoke Show.
The Mark Hoke Show.
Here again, your host, Mark Hoke.
All right, let's get back to it. We are on the Mark Hoke Show, the best in pro wrestling news and entertainment. And we are getting ready for TNA Rebellion and Impact Live this coming weekend at the Palms. It is going to be a very exciting card. I mean, this thing is loaded to the gills. I cannot wait. I mean, the matches on this card are outstanding, to say the least, as we get ready for Moose versus Nick Nemeth. Of course, for those of you casual fans, Nick Nemeth, of course, was Dolph Ziggler. That's his real name, and he is going to be challenging Moose for the world championship at Rebellion. Jordynne Grace, of course, who made her appearance at the WWE Royal Rumble, has just become one of the top female wrestlers in the world. She'll be facing Steph DeLander with Matt Cardona in the corner. He's been causing trouble, so that's going to be a great match. Josh Alexander and Hammerstone get the third installation of their series. That is going to be an amazing and a last man standing match. Who has Eddie Edwards, Brian Myers will defend the TNA World Tag Team Championship against Speedball Mountain. And boy, if you haven't seen Mike Bailey, it's just, wow, he's incredible. Eric Young and Frankie Kazarian in a Full Metal Mayhem match. I believe in Joel Henry. He's going to be taking on Rich Swann and a whole lot more. But of course, the one we're concerned about today is Mustafa Ali will be defending the X Division Championship against Jake Something. And this is going to be a pretty amazing match, a huge contrast in styles, to say the least. And we have Jake Something on the show. So let's hear from the challenger for the X Division Championship, Jake Something. And we welcome in to the Mark Hoke Show the guy that is challenging Mustafa Ali for the TNA X Division title after winning that Rebellion Referendum six-pack challenge. He's getting pretty good at winning those six-pack matches, to say the least. And I'll tell you what, it is a long time coming. We're going to wait and see if he's going to finally pick up some TNA gold. Jake Something joining us on the Mark Hoke Show. How are you, bud?
I'm great, man. How you doing?
I am doing terrific. Looking forward to having you come back to Vegas. It was a good run for you the last time you were here, and you're going to get to try and see if you can win the next division title coming up. Should be a pretty exciting night for us for that and all the great matches coming up at the Palms on April 20th and 21st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm beyond excited. And like you said, last time we were in Vegas, y'all treated me so well. So I think we've got to keep the ball rolling, you know, keep that momentum going.
Now, Jake, for people that are new to TNA and maybe haven't seen you perform a little bit or don't know your background, tell everybody a little bit about your career. I mean, you've been wrestling for quite a while, and you know, it's been a long road to get to this point.
Yeah, a very long road, but yeah, a fruitful one. You know, there's been a lot of setbacks and a lot of failures, right? But that's kind of what I'm all about, is building on those. So every setback and every failure I ever had has led me to this moment, and now I get to challenge for the X Division title, which is beyond prestigious, right? And it means a lot to me. So like you said, I've been around for a while now. I've got my wrestling anniversary coming up, actually. And I look forward to taking that X Division title with me on that journey.
Yeah, and you've challenged for quite a few different titles in TNA over the years, you know, in the time that you've been there. And it just seems like you've been so close so many times. Man, I'll tell you what, we're looking for it. I'm sorry?
I challenged for the X Division title twice. This will be third time. So third time's the charm, right? We got to make it happen.
Yeah, and it's been very interesting lately what's been going on with TNA. We had the rebrand and a lot of new names, a lot of changes to the company. What's it been like with this rebrand, all the new faces, everything happening in there? How are you feeling about everything that's been happening with TNA?
I mean, I feel great. I mean, energy shift, right? We got a lot of energy coming, and it's called TNA, Total Nonstop Action. And you watch it and you see, oh, that's exactly what it is. But as soon as we did that rebrand, that energy shift, you felt it, and it's been Total Nonstop Action ever since. And I saw it as an opportunity to ride some momentum. So I jumped on that, and I'm doing everything in my power to keep pushing that charge, you know?
You know, one cool thing that happened for you was when we had the TV tapings and the first show came out, your match, the match that you won, the first one on the first TNA show.
Yes.
That had to be a pretty cool feeling that, you know, of all the matches they could have put out there first, it was yours.
Yeah.
How did that feel?
No, it's amazing because, you know, ushering in a new era, right? The very first thing you see is Jake something with his hands in the air. And if that doesn't tell you what's in store for Jake something, then I don't know what will.
Now, you are one of those guys that has the combination of the power game and the agility. Mm-hmm. And over the years in professional wrestling, we've seen the guys who have been the speed guys. We've seen the guys that have been the power guys. But now we're seeing so many professional wrestlers who are finding that mix. Mm-hmm. And you're one of those guys that I think has really found that sweet spot between being able to do it both. You know, with a lot of speed and a lot of agility and be able to just absolutely beat the hell out of somebody if they want to in the ring. Yeah. What do you attribute that skill set to? You know, your workouts, your training, where did that all come from?
So it's going to be an all of the above type answer. It is my training, you know, it is how hard I work, but also it is a natural ability and a natural gift. I, you know, have good genetics for it, right? I'm explosive. And that has pushed me to want to train it even more. So I know I'm explosive, so I want to be more explosive. I know I'm strong, so I want to be stronger. I know I'm fast, so I want to be faster. So it's a lot of things. It's a lot of things. It's a mindset. It's, you know, the desire to want to keep going, you know, it's all of it together.
Now, I read that there's a hero of yours who was a hero of mine, and that's Hulk Hogan.
Oh yeah,
and it's very interesting to see that because so many of us had our heroes in pro wrestling, you know, and when I see that Hogan was one of your guys, you know, who are some of your role models in the past and today in pro wrestling?
So he was definitely the first. Then, of course, you know, you got Stone Cold. He was going to be one, absolutely, The Rock, but Triple H has always been like my guy. He was my favorite, so. As long as I can remember, he's been number one for me. And to this day, you know, I still love just going back and watching his stuff, but also it's his work ethic and how much he elevates the entire product as a whole. So I still look up to him in a way, you know, it's a lot of admiration and respect for him, you know?
Yeah. And there's a lot of fascinating names that have come through TNA and are still in there.
Yeah.
You guys are very fortunate that you have some terrific role models in there at TNA to work with, you know, including, you know, like guys like Tommy Dreamer and Diener, a guy who, of course, you worked with a ton in there. I mean, what a great locker room that you have to just be thrilled to be working with.
Yeah, no, it's honestly, it's a great locker room in every way, like with our, you know, active roster, the agents in the back, like we have just such a wide array of talent that you can pull from. Guys, just like you said, Tommy Dreamer, we've had D'Lo Brown in the back, who is just so smart when it comes to wrestling. Lance Storm, like it's a learning tree, and you get to sit under that and absorb it all. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's just TNA has always been such a fascinating company.
Yeah.
And to see where you guys are going at this point. And, you know, I think the last show at Las Vegas, really demonstrated the potential that TNA has. Where do you see the future of TNA right now? Because with so much talent there and people really do enjoy working for the company.
Yeah.
What do you hope TNA is going to be down the road, maybe 2 or 3 years from now?
I mean, we have, like I've been saying, so much momentum, and I just want that momentum to just keep going forward, keep going up, you know, whether it's, hey, we get one more fan tomorrow, 2 more fans tomorrow, 3 more, 5 more, you know, 100,000, 1,000,000, whatever. I want to just keep growing and growing. And, you know, I want to be one of the reasons that we're doing that.
And, of course, we are on the Mark Hoke Show with Jake Something from TNA. And, getting ready for a TNA Rebellion coming up right here in Las Vegas. We're going to be rolling the dice down there at the Palms in the Pearl Theater with the TNA Rebellion pay-per-view on April 20th and the TV tapings on April 21st. And we were giving away some tickets on SportsX Radio last night.
Awesome.
And you guys got to, I'm just telling you, the phone lines were lighting up last night when we were giving away tickets, and we've got more to give away this week. So the fans are pumped, man. You guys have them going.
Good. I'm pumped.
Well, this is going to be a very interesting match with Mustafa. And, you know, of course, he just came into TNA. First night, wins the X Division title, which I'm sure had to blow a lot of people away. I know it caught many wrestling journalists and fans off guard.
Yeah.
What were you thinking when you saw him walk in the door and all of a sudden he's holding that belt up?
Well, it's he got it from Chris Sabin, and who he's amazing, right? A legend, an absolute legend. But I've been very aware of Mustafa Ali for a long time, for a very long time. I was on a show with him in Chicago, like, I don't know, 10 years ago. So I know how good he is, and I've seen how good he's become. So I wasn't surprised when he won the exhibition title, even though he took it from such an awesome competitor, you know. So I know that I've got a lot on my plate, but, you know, this isn't a Jake something underdog story. I'm never the underdog. You know, you look at me, you know what I can do. I'm going to get in there. I don't care who you are. I don't care how good you are. I'm going to eat you alive. So
he didn't look very happy when you won that match. He was so upset about you winning that match. I mean, he's sitting there. I want an appeal. I swear to God, he couldn't even talk. He was not pleased, sir.
Yeah, I have that effect on people.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic match. A great contrast of styles between you and Mustafa Ali here in Las Vegas next week. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see it. And this card, by the way, is just loaded top to bottom. I mean, we've got Moose and Nick Nemeth. We've got Hammerstone coming up, taking on Josh Alexander again.
Round three.
Oh, what a night this is going to be. What else are you looking forward to on this card besides, you know, once you can get to sit back and, sitting around with that X Division title on your shoulder? Yeah.
Well, you actually just said the two that I'm really looking forward to the most, the Josh Alexander and Hammerstone. That's the third one, and I've been excited to see it anyways, just because I like both guys. I've competed against both guys, so I know what they can bring to the table. But then now it's been getting so intense because, you know, I mean, it gets to be that way sometimes, you know. And Hammerstone's been taking some cheap shots, which I'm like, all right, you're poking a bear there. So I'm excited to see where that goes. That's probably the number one thing I want to watch.
Yeah, and it's interesting. We've seen a lot of Hammerstone here in Las Vegas. He's been performing for a lot of the indie promotions here in town. And, of course, Josh Alexander's been there forever. He has certainly been a staple of TNA. Yeah. But, you know, Josh, it seems like the kind of guy that he's really put his arms around everybody in TNA and has helped try to raise everybody's level. Tell everybody a little bit about what it's like to work with him.
It's amazing. You know, he's the standard, you know, like he's the pinnacle. That's who you want to be, whether it's in the ring or backstage. He's an awesome guy, awesome friend, locker room leader. And he's one of those dudes. He doesn't BS you. So if you're going to go in asking for advice, you're going to hear if you suck, you're going to hear if you're good, you're going to hear everything in between. And I love that about him. He's very straightforward.
Yeah. Another match that's going to be coming up too. Jordan Grace is taking on Steph DeLander, and Jordan Grace has been making headlines all over the world as well.
One of the best wrestlers in the world. It's awesome.
Yeah. What makes her so special?
That's another just natural given ability that you're born with, and she's born with it. And that drive and her ambition just fuels it even more. So that's what's going to set her apart from, I mean, everybody else.
So, Jake, tell everybody something that they don't know about you. Just something fun, a little different, because of course, you know, we see you in the ring, you're a crazy wild man, you're beating people up and you're flying all over the place. But tell everybody something a little bit more about yourself that maybe people don't know, so they can get to know you a little bit more.
Shoot, man, I don't know, when you put me on the spot like that, I'm just like, my mind is blank. So I'm wondering what people do or do not know about me. I can just say, if you're looking, if you can see me right now, I've got very, very long arms. that's a weird, interesting fact about me. It's supposed to be your wingspan is roughly the same as your height. And so me being just a hair over 6 foot, I should have a wingspan of 6 foot, but my wingspan is actually 6'8". So there's a fun little fact for you.
What do you like to do for fun in your spare time?
Well, unfortunately, my ambition makes me just want to get up and go. So I am avid in training, whether it be watching tapes or actually training in the ring or training in a gym. So that takes up a lot of my time. But besides that, I like to relax, play some video games, you know, watch some TV, standard stuff.
What kind of routine do you do? Now, I talked about a little bit about, you know, the agility, combination of the agility training and the strength training. What are some of the things that you like to specialize in the gym to, you know, build both of the sides of that? Because, you know, like a lot of times when people go in the gym, you know, they'll get to have those habits where, you know, they're going to, you know, do a lot of extra strength training and maybe ignore some of the other things that they should be doing to balance things out. What do you like to do?
So I do a lot of explosive training as well as just like strength training. So there's certain little programs you can do for just basic core strength, like a 5x5 program where basically you get a weight that you can only do 5 times because it's so heavy that you can only lift it 5 times. And I do 5 sets of that. That's a very standard basic strength principle. But beyond that, I do a lot of explosive drills too. So like cleans, clean and presses, stuff like that. And I do it for speed. A lot of just like get up and go drills, like burpees and stuff like that too. Yeah, exactly. Right.
You said that word.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know about those.
And then, you know, a lot of people, like once they get into a lot of that, they sometimes neglect the cardio. Can't do that either. So I'd be running, you know, Stairmaster, treadmill, whatever.
Yeah. Well, Jake, I'm sure that you are going to have something special for Mustafa Ali coming up here in Las Vegas and try to send him into the void. This is going to be a terrific, terrific night coming up, and 2 nights actually, of course, at Rebellion. You have any words for your opponent before we let you go?
You know what? My thing that I always say is, what's my name? And I'm going to say it right to his face. What's my name?
There you go. Jake, I want to thank. Oh, and by the, before I let you go, where can everybody find you?
On most socials, it's going to be at @JakeSomething_.
All right. Well, we are going to get to see Jake Something challenging for the X Division title against Mustafa Ali. It should be an incredible match, a terrific clash of styles as the high flyer takes on the brawler. But he's got a few tricks up his sleeve.
He does.
So be ready. This is going to be an amazing match and a terrific night down at the Palms. Get your tickets now, guys. You can go to TNAWrestling.com, and you can also watch this live on TNA Plus or on Triller TV. That's what used to be Fight TV. TNA Rebellion, Sunday, April 20th. And, of course, you can also get ready for those TV tapings coming up, Impact Live on Sunday as well. And this guy, we're going to have a belt going home with him. We're going to find out. Jake Something, I want to thank you very much for coming on the Mark Hoke Show. We do appreciate it, and a pleasure to get to talk to you. Look forward to seeing you next weekend.
Thank you.
You got it. And there you go, everybody. Jake Something. And he was as much fun as he sounded. Awesome dude. And we're going to look forward to seeing him at TNA Rebellion coming up at the Palms this coming weekend. And by the way, I want to see you there. That's right. I want to see you there. And here is going to be your chance right now to win tickets. We've got 4 tickets for the TNA Wrestling Rebellion pay-per-view event at the Pearl Concert Theater at the Palms, Sunday, April 20th, 4 p.m., courtesy of TNA Wrestling. They're going to go to caller number 10 right now, 702-257-5396, 702-257-5396. As soon as I hit that break, we are going to get you, go to the lines and see who's going to win those tickets. So it's caller number 10, 702-257-5396. Best of luck to you, everybody. And we're going to get somebody else down there. You're going to see Jake Something and all the stars of TNA at TNA Rebellion. Stick around, everybody. We've got a whole lot more on the Mark Hoke Show. The best in pro wrestling news and entertainment. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the number one professional wrestling radio show in Vegas, The Mark Hoke Show.
The Mark Hoke Show.
Now, here again is Mark Hoke.
And let's get back to the best in pro wrestling news and entertainment here in Las Vegas. It's The Mark Hoke Show. Very happy to have you join us here on KDON 101.5 FM. It is the talk of Las Vegas. And those of you listening on the Odyssey app, we certainly appreciate that as well. AUDACY, download that app now. Put it on your phone, your devices, whatever you want to do. If you got a chip embedded in your brain, put it on there. All good. That would be unfortunate, but whatever happens. But of course, we're also live streaming on Facebook and YouTube as well at the Mark Hoke Show. So you can check out the live stream as well. You could see Jake Something and his 6'8" wingspan. Very cool dude. And I want to wish him all the best as he gets to take on Mustafa Ali at TNA Rebellion. Should be a lot of fun. And we're going to have more tickets to give away later on in the show. I'll just give you a hint. Keep your fingers ready. Be ready to dial 702-257-5396 when I give you the signal. The Hoke signal. Because we've got more tickets to give away, so be ready, all right? Be ready. So someone made history last night, or Friday night, excuse me, as John Moxley, of course, does a lot of work in New Japan. Mox just went out in the New Japan Windy City card. And, yeah, just the Windy City Riot. Beats Naito and wins the IWGP World Championship. He is the first person ever to have won the WWE, the AEW, and the IWGP World Championship. So Mox makes history last night. A not shockingly bloody and battered Mox walks away, and Naito, who's probably right now with the departure of Okada, and Ospreay, the top star in the IWGP, or the New Japan, excuse me. Well, Naito's out as champ again. They love to have him be the chaser, not the chasee. And we'll see how long Mox stays on top. There's a good chance it's going to be a long reign for Moxley, and he's going to be on AEW Dynamite with the belt. Because, of course, Tony's got that great relationship with New Japan. No one else would do it, but AEW did. So John Moxley is the brand new champ. And, of course, that card took place in Chicago. And you know who else has been wrestling for New Japan? The former Jungle Boy, Jack Perry, who decided to have a little fun last night. He lost last night, which is okay. But Jack came out with a Crimea River jacket, of course, referring to the whole thing with CM Punk. And he gets a little extra boost from the release of the all-in video involving himself and CM Punk and their little tete-a-tete, shall we say. Lost a show to Aminu. But Jack Perry got, well, let's just say it was in Chicago. He got a little bit of a crowd reaction, just a tad. And this is going to be very interesting to see how this goes. Of course, the scapegoat shirts are selling, and this may make Jack even more of a star than he was as Jungle Boy ever would have. Can he capitalize on this? It'll be interesting. I mean, you know, a lot of people enjoyed Jack as a face, and of course he is the son of Luke Perry, the late actor. But now Jack is now in a very unique position as an anti-hero, and when he comes back to AEW, boy, is this going to be something else. Of course, Tony had suspended him for his part in this brawl and, you know, the whole issue with not wanting to use glass, and then the fight with CM Punk at AEW's All-In card at Wembley Stadium last year. They were going to bring him back a couple months after that was over, and then, you know, things changed. But amazingly enough, Jack Perry is finding his way around, been wrestling in New Japan and taking shots at AEW, but he's still under contract. So pretty interesting stuff. If Jack Perry is now going to just adopt himself as the scapegoat. I mean, it almost, I don't know, you kind of a raven-y kind of thing going. I wonder if he'll take it that route, but Jack Perry goes down, but he had a good time last night. Mustafa Ali had, you know, wrestled out there. Matt Riddle lost the TV title, the New Japan World TV Championship, to Zack Sabre Jr. Heard that was a pretty good match. Nick Nemeth got to wrestle Ishii last night out there too. So pretty good card out there for the at New Japan's Windy City Riot out in Chicago. But John Moxley makes history in Japan. Pretty impressive. So Mox just keeps it rolling. Boy, I'll tell you. And everybody just, I don't know why people just sleep on Mox. I don't get it. I don't know if it's just because of him doing all the blood stuff lately where he's just cutting himself open all the time. But John Moxley just continues to become one of the most decorated professional wrestlers in the history of the industry. So congratulations to Mox, and congratulations to New Japan on another great card in America. Way to go. And that, by the way, is going to wrap up hour number one. But before we go, I've got another set of four-pack tickets to TNA Rebellion at the Pearl Concert Theater at the Palms Sunday, April 20th. So if you want to win those tickets, give us a call, 702-257-5396. I'm taking caller number 10 right now. So give us a call, 702-257-5396. Just give us a second until I get off the air. I'm the only one in here, so bear with me. But hang in there, and we'll get to your calls in just a little bit. Four-pack of tickets to go to TNA Rebellion on Saturday, April 20th. Stick around, everybody. We've got a whole lot more on the Mark Hoke Show coming up. Stu Meyer is going to be joining us, and we're going to break everything down that happened in WrestleMania, the Tony Khan tape with CM Punk, and a whole lot more. So we'll be right back, everybody. Hour two coming up.
Want more of The Mark Hoke Show? Follow us on Twitter at Mark Hoke Show. Like us on Facebook at The Mark Hoke Show. And visit MarkHokeShow.com to keep up with everything happening with the show. And remember to check out all of our archive shows on YouTube at The Mark Hoke Show. And download our podcasts at MarkHokeShow.podbean.com and all your favorite podcast outlets. So join The Mark Hoke Show family today. And thanks for listening.